Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. Big week for the team, heading to Arrowhead Stadium to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Certainly that matchup that fans have had circled on the calendar since the schedule was announced in the offseason, and it's going to be an interesting one, to say the least, right? The Buffalo Bills, a 3.5-point underdog, heading into Sunday Night Football on NBC. And I want to get into the injury report in just a little bit, as we've been doing on Friday afternoons here. But I also wanted to kind of get some folks' takes, right? Because it is funny. You have this game circled on the calendar for such a long period of time. And once you go with that, you start to put a lot of onus in this matchup against the Chiefs. Of course, them defeating the Bills in the AFC Championship game last season. Even to this offseason, where I did a podcast talking about our Bills fans just too focused on what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing at this time, right? Almost somewhat reminiscent of, you know, back when Tom Brady was with the Patriots, and there would just be such a stigma in the mind of Bills Mafia as it related to the Patriots. And are things at that point now when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs? And I don't know, right? I'm trying to think of, like, depending on what the outcome can be on Sunday night, like what can happen. Of course, if the Bills, you know, win the game over the Kansas City Chiefs, you will have fans booking trips to the Super Bowl and being ready to go. If the Bills are to lose that game, I'm sure there will be somewhat of the overreaction that comes with a loss like that, albeit in week 5. And of course, if it's a close game, probably one of those that, you know, you think to yourself, okay, somewhere in between of just the Bills can compete with the Chiefs. And that's, I think, where my head is at as I look at this game, right? You want this to be a good matchup, a relatively close game on Sunday. And that's, I don't want to say all that matters, because of course, when you're talking about home field advantage, winning the game does matter. I don't want to make it sound like this is just, oh, it's meaningless. It's week 5. It's just another game. When you talk about home field advantage, it certainly matters. So I don't want to just gloss over that point. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if the Bills win this game, it's still October, right? It's a long time until January, until the playoffs, and a lot of different things that can happen. So while it will be important to win for seeding, the chance to be the number one seed, the chance to get home field advantage, I am not going to get too far ahead of myself looking at this and thinking if the Bills win this game on Sunday night that, you know, you're not taking anything for granted, right? You'll be 4-1. There will still be a lot of other good teams in the AFC. You will still wait to see what happens. And yeah, it might not be all about the Kansas City Chiefs if they're sitting at 2-3. So I don't know. You guys know me. I try not to get too high, too low when it comes to these types of situations. And I think I'm just, I'm really looking forward to the game, to seeing what happens. But again, no matter what happens, I don't want it to be where I'm booking a trip to the Super Bowl or I'm writing off the team because they didn't beat the Chiefs in week 5. So I'd be curious to hear your thoughts, though. You can hit me up on Twitter at Anth Marino. Of course, anytime in the comments section at BuffaloRumblings.com as well. Always appreciate the feedback that I get from you guys and the ability to just interact. So listen, as we've been doing now on Friday afternoons, as our schedule is filled up here at Buffalo Rumblings, I want to talk to you about the injury report. And it sure as hell was a lengthy one this week, that there was plenty of question that came about, at least leading up to this, for many. But as we get to this point, I'll call it probably as optimistic as it has been all week as we take a look at things. So I'm going to run through the entire list, and then I'll kind of come back with just a little bit of a summary that comes from this. No surprise here, you know, Mario Addison and Cole Beasley had some vet rest days earlier in the week. Stephon Diggs had a vet rest day on Friday. In addition to that, so did Jerry Hughes. That is something that has been somewhat the norm for the Bills right throughout this season. Two vets actually got rest on Thursday, Star Lotulelei and Emmanuel Sanders. So again, you know, Sanders, Star, Jerry Hughes, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, Mario Addison, getting that vet rest day each week. That has become the norm at this point. It's something I imagine we would see moving forward here. Earlier in the week, we saw offensive lineman Spencer Brown pop up with a knee injury on Wednesday. He was limited, put in a full practice on Thursday and Friday, looks to maintain that role as the starting right tackle, and will be doing that against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Someone that falls in the questionable category for Sunday, his game status officially questionable, AJ Epenesa, was limited with a foot injury on both Thursday and Friday. He will be questionable for Sunday night's game. We will wait to see what takes place there. John Feliciano, he did not play against the Texans, out with a concussion, was limited on Wednesday, but was a full participant on Thursday and Friday. We will certainly wait to see what his status is and what that looks like. Not what his status is, but if he is going to be starting, if he is going to be playing, or if head coach Sean McDermott opts to go with Ike Butker instead against the Chiefs. In addition, earlier in the week popping up, Dane Jackson with a knee, limited on Wednesday, two full practices on Thursday and Friday. No concerns there. A big one for the Bills that we didn't talk about a lot this week, and I think just because he was a full participant in practice, Teron Johnson with the groin. Of course, he missed the game against the Texans on Sunday. Maybe that was more precautionary than anything else. A full participant in practice, and he will be good to go and an important role for the team heading into Arrowhead. Special teams taking a little bit of a hit. Tywan Jones, official game status is questionable. He was a DNP in practice on Wednesday and Thursday, was limited on Friday. Something to monitor for him. But as we look at this, these two DNPs earlier in the week, will the Bills be without one of their special teams aces on Sunday? Matt Milano, the big name on the list, a DNP on Wednesday, DNP on Thursday, limited in practice on Friday. If you heard the Extra Point show with Sal Capaccio and Brayton Wilson earlier in the day, they were talking about Milano with head coach Sean McDermott. He said that he would be getting some practice on Friday. That held true. He was limited. Coach said, we will see what it looks like for him. He is officially questionable. Obviously, you do not want to rush Matt Milano back in any way, shape, or form because it is the long play here for the 2021 season versus just this one opponent in this one game on Sunday. But as we take a look at this, Matt Milano will be a key in defending against Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce especially, and just doing what he's been doing this season is arguably the most valuable player on the Buffalo Bills offense. Another guy that was on the injury report with an ankle, F.A. Obada, was a full participant in practice all week, so nothing to see there. He could be active in this matchup, though, should A.J. Epenesa not be good to go on Sunday night. Another guy trending in the right direction, Jordan Poyer, limited with the ankle on both Wednesday and Thursday after having to miss the game against the Houston Texans. He was a full participant on Friday. No injury designation for him. Looks like he will be good to go. And the dynamic duo of Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer will be back in action on Sunday night. A guy that popped up on Wednesday as a DNP was Greg Rousseau with the toe. He was a full participant on both Thursday and Friday. No game designation for him. Looks like he will be able to suit up and to see what he can do against Patrick Mahomes for the first time in his career. And finally on the list, Tre'Davious White has been limited in practice all week with a shoulder. He has been wearing a red non-contact jersey, but it seems like everything has been fine with him, especially those comments on the Extra Point show that came from Coach McDermott. It seems like just a precaution with White and that he is good to go. And of course, he will be needed against the prolific Kansas City Chiefs passing game, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. The Bills will need Tre'Davious White as close to 100% as possible for Sunday's matchup. So Listen, that is what we have for the injury report. I know it's a relatively short version of the show, but that's what we've been doing on these Friday afternoons, sometime after the injury report comes out. With so many names on the list, it certainly is worth running through. I do hope for the Bills that this is one that, you know, we do see Matt Milano healthy enough to play on Sunday. Of course, the biggest component of the Bills defense that is listed as questionable. Of course, you'd love to have everyone at your disposal, but I think there's some other options if AJ Epenesa is not able to go. And again, hope to see Tywan Jones good enough to suit up after a limited practice on Friday. So listen, like I said before, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get all of our great shows here at BuffaloRumblings.com. We are churning them out each and every day for you to get you ready for each and every game, to recap every game, and talk about everything that is important to the Buffalo Bills. So listen, I'm going to get out of here for now. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.